You're listening to the Family Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Well, parents, I'm excited to dive into our second week in our biblical parenting series. Last week, we just talked about some basic things about how to create kids that own your biblical values as you train and teach them through the years, as you invite them to discover for themselves why going God's way is always going to be better than going with their own way, and really avoiding renters, kids that just kind of go along with mom and dad's values while they're at home because they're forced to, but they don't really, it doesn't really ever penetrate their heart. So when they leave the house, they're just like, see ya, peace out. I don't care about the Bible. I don't care about God's way. I'm going to do things my own way. And we talked about some practical ways that you can create owners, not renters, of biblical values in your kids. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. But today we're going to focus on four parenting styles. This comes back from the 1960s. A psychologist, Diana Baumrein, she did a study where she was watching parental interaction with kids and how that impacted a child's development. She keyed in on discipline, how nurturing parents were, the kind of communication they had, the kind of expectations that they had. And she wanted to see how all those dimensions impacted a kid's development, their emotional steadiness, their self-esteem. And she came up with these parenting styles. So we're going to unpack those today. There is one parenting style that all the experts out there would say is the best parenting style, and I feel like is most representative of what the Bible says about how parents should train up their kids. So we'll talk about that as we get there. But the first parenting style we're going to address is the authoritarian parent. You've probably heard this word before, or you could guess what the emphasis might be. But authoritarian parenting is more strict. It's a controlling kind of parenting. It's a demanding kind of parenting. Authoritarian parents have high expectations of their kids, and really the emphasis on I'm the parent, I make the rules, and you follow them. So picture maybe more of a drill sergeant for those of you that are in the military. You know, there's a rule, there's a command that's given. You don't question it, you do it. That's an authoritarian parent. They're not really interested on having input from their kids. It's because I said so. So some of you probably were raised with parents that were more authoritarian, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So those key characteristics are demanding with high expectations. You have a low responsiveness to the emotional needs of your kids because, again, your focus is more on discipline. I set the rules, you follow them. And then there's really less communication because it's not really about, I'm not really going to explain the rules. I just make them and you follow them. Okay, so now, authoritarian parents, here's the problem, and this is what the research has shown, that kids that are reared by that kind of parenting style do one of two things. They either become very compliant with any form of authority then, which can be bad, because there are some authority figures out there that don't have our kids' best interests in mind. And if kids are like, well, they're the authority, so I have to obey, they might be led into situations that are not good or safe or healthy. The other way a lot of times kids go that are raised in this kind of home are they become very rebellious at any chance they get because they feel like they have no control, no say, no input. So whenever they find, whether it's a teacher or somebody else's parent or, you know, at church, they're going to find a way to try to take some control. Additionally, kids raised with an authoritarian parent really struggle with self-esteem and even with things like decision-making because this kind of a parent, because remember how we said they have this kind of a parenting style has low responsiveness to kids' emotional needs. It's not really about how you feel about it. It's I'm the parent and I make the rules. So kids raised with this can feel like they don't really have that much of a voice, or that it's all just about following the rules and it's not really about, do you care that, you know, I was having a hard day today and that's why I popped off at mom or I didn't get all my chores done. It doesn't really matter in an authoritarian home. And also with decision-making, if you're just kind of living in a home where everything's kind of decided for you, then kids aren't really developing the ability to make decisions, see how cause and effect and good consequence and bad consequence come into play with choices that they make. Now, here's what matters most to me and to how we approach things at Pursue God is what does the Bible say about more of an authoritarian response? Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Colossians 3:21 says, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." So we see Paul talking here, using that word exasperate. Don't frustrate your kids by just making them little tools of obedience that you don't care about their heart. And that's sometimes what we can tend towards as parents that emphasize discipline and obedience over all else and don't really care about hearing from our kids or understanding their emotional needs, is they feel like then we don't really care about them. And what Paul says is, don't exasperate, instead bring them up in training and instruction. So right there you see, that doesn't mean that kids just get away with whatever they want, or as a parent, then I just have to, however my kid feels is what we do. No, we're not saying that. There's a balance, which we'll get to in the next parenting style. But when we exasperate or when we embitter our kids by the way we discipline or by not caring about their heart and their feelings and letting them have a voice, then what happens most times is these kids then walk away not only from really relationship with mom and dad, they also walk away from a relationship with the Lord, because they see God the way then you as a parent have interacted with them, that God only cares about obedience and it's just all about rules and no fun and God isn't loving, because I haven't seen a ton of love from my own parents. So if you have been raised in an authoritarian home, you probably have felt a lot of this and maybe have felt exasperated by your mom or your dad, who this is the way they parented. Maybe you felt like you didn't have a voice. And so for a lot of us, we tend towards, you know, the parenting style that we saw in our own home that just kind of comes out naturally. If this is kind of, you're identifying these characteristics and you're saying that's kind of how I've approached parenting, then recognize that there needs to be some balance. There needs to be some balance in caring about the heart of your kids. And that training isn't just discipline. Training is also engaging with your kids, that we talked about last time, helping your kids discover why God's way is better, and to bringing God's word into your home and into daily situations so they learn and understand and are a part of unpacking that and applying it in their own lives. So it's not just a rule that they obey or disobey, and then they have no heart connection to that. Okay, so now the second parenting style is the authoritative parenting style, not authoritarian, authoritative. And this is the style that the experts would say is the most highly regarded and the healthiest for parenting. And I feel like reflects biblical values of where the Bible speaks to parents. So the authoritative parent has clear expectations for kids and discipline, but also balances that with being nurturing and supportive and responsive. So an authoritative parent encourages communication, would be willing to explain the reasons behind the rules that are set, allow for age-appropriate kind of independence, like encouraging them to start making some of the decisions as they get a little bit older, and that discipline is used to guide and to train, but that they're also responsive to each kid and their heart. Because as we know as parents, each of our kids is different. They have different temperaments, personality traits, and so one tactic with one kid may not work with another. So an authoritative parent is going to say, how do I nurture child one, and how do I meet the need of child two? And those might not be the same. So those key characteristics are you do have high expectations of your kids, but you also are high on responsiveness of wanting your kids to discover and to be a part of the process. So that happens through communication, being willing to explain rules, that you encourage independence as appropriate, and you find ways to use discipline to train. So you can imagine an authoritative parenting style, kids tend to have higher self-esteem, are better with social skills, good with emotional regulation, and are good at problem solving because the parents are inviting the kids to learn and discover along the way. So it isn't just follow the rule and that's it. It's, well, you're going to follow the rule, but here's why the rule exists and here's why your obedience is important here. And as they get a little bit older, to say, okay, maybe that rule could change a little bit because you've earned our trust in this area. And so that rule can be adjusted a little bit. And then let's look at what the Bible has to say. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child on the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it. So again, we looked at this last time, the idea of training up your child, there's a balance between discipline, but also love and nurturing and training for your kids to own those values when you leave your home. So they need to be a part of that process and understanding why the rules are there. Hebrews 12:11 says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." So here we see the author of Hebrews saying, well, of course, discipline isn't fun, but if you're disciplining with the right heart behind it, it's going to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace because you've done it in a way that invites your kids to be like, aha, because you love me, you're putting these boundaries in place. So it's kind of like, you know, is it really loving if you let your two-year-old play in the front yard who has no understanding of the street and cars and the dangers, and you're just like, well, figure it out. No, we provide boundaries for our kids for their safety. So when you have that heart as an authoritative parent is to say, listen, this is the rule because it's for your good. It's for your safety. If you butt up against that, there's going to be a punishment, but here's why. And here's why, here's what God's word says of this is why you should do it this way. So it trains them and teaches them and produces a harvest of righteousness and peace rather than contention or in bitterness that we saw when we looked at the authoritarian piece. Okay, now the third style is the permissive parent. And again, for some of you, maybe this is the way you were raised. The third parenting style is the permissive parent. And the permissive parent has the mentality that kids will be kids. It's more about freedom, not a lot of rules. It's about prioritizing the kids' happiness. And it's really more like a parent as a friend. Now, even as I'm saying that, I think a lot of parents are like, yeah, that doesn't really work. Maybe you were raised up with a home with a permissive parent, or maybe you've tried this strategy and you're realizing, no, kids actually need some boundaries and rules. So the permissive parent, you have low demands on your kids. You don't have a ton of expectation. You're very responsive and loving, which that's great. But your emphasis is really on indulgence. It's really on letting them make their own decisions and then paying the consequence, whatever those are. Now, you might think, oh, that sounds nice. That's good for kids. But really, permissive parents, these kids struggle with self-control, responsibility. I mean, think about when you go to school, all of a sudden kids are like, oh, there are rules. Oh, I can't get away with that. I can't at home. So we're just kind of setting our kids up for failure because now all of a sudden it's like, well, no, there are rules. There are boundaries. So as parents, we do way better to train our kids to understand that there's right and wrong. There's the right way to respond in situations, the right way to behave. You will obey. You need to follow the rules, but you can also be loving. So again, like the permissive parenting goes too far on the nurturing of the authoritative, and the authoritarian goes too far on the discipline. Now, here's what the Bible has to say. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to obey them." So, parents, if you kind of tend towards more the permissive, recognize that a biblical principle is not disciplining your kids is actually not loving them the way they need to be loved, in terms of it's not loving for your kids just to be sent out into a world not understanding right and wrong or that there are rules, because they're going to learn it one way or another. And it might be even as an adult going into a job. And all of a sudden the boss is like, no, there are expectations. No, there are things that you have to do. And because you didn't train them and teach them along the way, that's actually to their detriment. Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces its mom." So for the permissive parents out there, recognize that discipline doesn't mean you don't love your kids. Doesn't mean that you have to be mean. You can discipline from a place of love and care and nurturing because you're imparting wisdom. Your 13-year-old does not know what you know at your age as the parent. So we have to train them and teach them along the way. We can't let them just run wild. That's not showing love and care. That's not how God is with us. God gives us boundaries. God's given us rules that we need to follow, but they're for our good. So permissive parents, I just encourage you to start looking at how can I bring more discipline and training into my parenting that's not just all about the love and responsiveness, which is great, but there needs to be a balance. Okay, the last one is the uninvolved parent, which I'm guessing for anyone listening to this podcast, you're probably not an uninvolved parent because you wouldn't be listening to a parenting podcast, but you might have a spouse that tends toward this, or you might be in a divorce situation where your ex-spouse is the one that's kind of uninvolved. The uninvolved parent is the person that just doesn't have any real engagement with kids at all. They're not active in discipline. They're not active in emotional support. They're not active in the day-to-day needs that their kids have. They're just totally disengaged. And so you can imagine the effect that that has on kids. If you feel like your own parent doesn't have the energy or desire to love you or to care for you, then who else in the world would? So these kids really struggle with self-esteem and insecurity, and a lot of times a lack of self-discipline, because if you have two parents that are uninvolved and it's kind of like figure it out yourself, well, that's a lot to put on a nine-year-old who has no idea what responsibility looks like. So these kids really struggle. Again, here's what the Bible says about that. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, anyone who does not provide for the relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's pretty harsh from Paul. Meaning, kids are a gift. And so if you have kids, then you have a responsibility, a God-given responsibility to love, to take care of, to nurture, and to train. And to deny that or to avoid that or just to say, I'm not going to do it, is as if you're saying, God, I don't care about your opinion and I'm not going to do it your way because I'm selfish and going to do my own thing. Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 3, we see that Moses is saying, calling parents and grandparents, saying, you must obey these commands, and that you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord as long as you live. And if you obey all his decrees and commands, you will enjoy a long life. So again, the emphasis on parenting is an active pursuit. It's not an uninvolved, on the sidelines kind of approach. Kids are a gift from the Lord, and we have a responsibility to raise them. So here's what I encourage you to do. Talk about this with your spouse. Talk about it in a parenting small group or with just a group of your friends. And identify, which parenting style do I tend to fall in? How was I raised? And how did that parenting style impact me in my own development, but then also as a parent? And try to find ways to say, how can I move out of the permissive parenting and get more to the authoritative? How can I get out of the authoritarian where I'm emphasizing more on discipline and get to a place where I can have some emotional connection with my kids and try to find that balance? Because honestly, that's how God is with us. We are to be a reflection of God's own character. He's both loving and he's also the wise teacher and uses discipline when needed. And that's our job as parents. We have a dual role to play where we're training our kids. And we do that through discipline, yes, but we also do that through love and care and inviting our kids into understanding why we have the rules that we have and why the consequence for that particular broken rule happens, because we're training them, because we want them to be owners of biblical values when they leave our home, not renters.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.